This is KCBX Central Coast Public Radio here on NPR One. With KCBX News, I'm Greta Mart. After closing once again in December due to concerns about visitors not following COVID-19 safety precautions, the Pismo Preserve in San Luis Obispo County is now reopened, but with limited hours. KCBX's Angel Russell reports.
Both locals and tourists are once again enjoying the trails at the Pismo Preserve after its reopening Monday, though finding a parking spot is proving tricky for some.
I'm not surprised because I think everyone should be out enjoying it, but it is full. It's exciting to see.
It's their first time checking out the Pismo Preserve for Bay Area visitors Jeanette Tyler and Chuck Dobbs, who stopped along the coast after a business trip looking for something open during the current shutdown.
Actually, the clerk at the hotel told us that the nature preserve is open today, so we were excited to come check it out.
For the time being, the preserve is open Monday through Friday from dawn till dusk, but it's closed weekends to reduce crowds and to avoid an influx of visitors. Dobbs says he believes hiking is one of the few activities people are safely able to do during the pandemic, and he hopes it continues to stay open.
Being a business owner, I have feel for the businesses that are closed and how many have lost their jobs completely or their livelihood completely. I think anything to get people out of the house, you know, since gyms are closed, what other exercise are we getting?
Kyla Detman with the Lancaster VC says all hikers must have a mask on them and put it on when passing other hikers. Complaints of people not wearing masks and gathering in large groups is what caused the closure of the preserve last month. Detman says staff will be monitoring to ensure visitors are complying with the rules. Tyler and Dobbs say they've come prepared with masks and that although the trails are busy, they feel the layout is ideal to avoid getting too close to others.
The fact that they have one-way trails, it is an option and it's working to keep people safe.
The Land Conservancy encourages people to check out its social media accounts for ongoing updates as the pandemic continues. For KCBX News, I'm Angel Russell.